And welcome to another episode of Unfulfilled with Denise and
Denise.
Today's episode is,
why do people think their mates are cheating? We have special guests today. We have Wood, Big Cuz, LJ, Miss LJ. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Oh, doing fine. Thank you for that.
Hello, LJ.
I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Doing good.
That is good.
That's good. So let's get right into this question. We're going to start with
the lady,
Miss LJ. Why do you think people cheat on their mates?
Oh, it's a plethora of reasons. I think the main one being selfishness and immaturity. People are not comfortable with their own truths, so they pretend. Some people get attached and get into committed relationships way too soon. They have children, and they try to maintain their two-parent home. However, they dislike each other, so they seek out other people. That's what I think.
Wow,
that was, yeah.
That was to the point.
Yeah, good. Right there.
Yes. All right. What you think, Big Cuz? Why do you think people cheat, the mates?
There's a myriad of reasons. Some is, I think, familiarity is gone. Some of the things you do when you're new into the relationship, a lot of the feistiness may leave and you're looking for that. And it's okay, because sometimes you have to remind yourself, hey, I need that feistiness. That's one of the reasons I believe people keep.
That's
true.
I really think stepping outside the relationship just boils down to options. Do you have the option to cheat? Is it the option that you're looking to go somewhere else? Or what is it? You can't just say this person or men cheat because of this or women cheat because of that, because it all boils down to that individual's options. Mm. If they can afford to. Mm. How good looking are they? You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
Okay.
Stop talking.
you're doing what the average people do. They cheat because it's available to them. They can do it, you know, because some people already know what they're getting into and they'll still accept it. Oh, I know you married, or I know you have a mate, but I don't care. So yeah, if it's available to you, it's so much easier to agree to the terms, because you think it's easier, because now you don't feel guilty, because you feel that I told that person, though, so they know. Now you ain't thinking about the mate, though. You're just thinking about the fact that you told that person that, hey, I got someone, but that person don't care. So yeah, I get what you're saying. Denise, what do you think?
Lack of communication. Oh, because being in a long-term relationship, it can get routine, like because it, so if they're not communicating on what new we could bring to this relationship and all of that, they're going to seek it elsewhere. That's what I think. What do you think, Denise?
To be honest, I agree with all y'all. To be honest, every last one of y'all made a valid point. You know, at the end of the day, I do believe that it is a choice, no matter what. Mm-hmm. It is the availability, if a person wants to or not. Sometimes it's the approach. Sometimes it's the right time. You know, sometimes it's just, it comes at the right time. If you're going through something or you feel a certain way, especially, you know, you just, it's there, that other person is there, and you just say, you know what, hell with it. And you don't think about the person. You're not even caring about how that person feels or what they're going on, what they're going to go through if they find out or whatever. You just do it because it's that moment. It's like she said, it's selfishness. You know, that's true. It's selfishness. We just do it because we're thinking of self at that time. That's it. You know? And, so I do agree. I agree with every last one of y'all. I think all of y'all made points. Long-term relationships, you know, is common because you're not the same when you're 20. When you get 40, you ain't the same as 20, you know. You ain't on the washing machines fucking no more. You know, you're not doing these things, you know. Sometimes health plays an issue. A lot of things might play an issue where you just can't be that go-getter that person is used to, you know. But I'm used to, like Bika said, I'm, you know, feistiness. I'm used to this person being this type of person, and they're not there no more. What happened to them, you know? And, you know, but you have to talk to your mate, and you have to let them know too. I think the key is talking, letting them know that you're not happy, or letting them know that you have concerns, that the relationship is falling apart first, and see if you can fix it first. Because it don't make no sense keeping somebody in if you don't want to be in. If it's issues and it's problems, let it go. Because it hurts more to them finding out later, especially if you bring children in and everything else in.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
I think that when you say bringing other children in, that's something that is like, that's a tough situation all around. You're cheating on your, you know, your wife, and you have a child outside of that. Can't even say that's like an option, but that's some unforgivable shit right there. Wow.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do it, at least be, you know, protective or something, too. Because also, you coming home with that mate. You still coming back to that mate. Be protective, you know. But also, too, you got to think about other things that goes on. You got oral sex and everything else. So it's like, how can you really be protective if you're doing other things with that person? I mean, what you wearing? You only wearing a condom to not get them pregnant. Because you're doing everything else with them. If they got something, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, what? Because come on, talk to us.
But that's not necessarily true. Sometimes it's just, I guess, in the moment. So it doesn't necessarily have to break down into a full-fledged, like, oral and, you know, everything that comes with that. And I agree with what Wood said. This is an opportunity thing. Sometimes it's right place, right time, right situation. Not saying that those things are right, but that's usually how that happens.
Gumbo is ready. All opportunities are on the plate. I'm out the house. It's late. Keys feel me. We about to go do this. And bang.
So, like, yeah. So we're in a white night stands type thing. Right. Maybe.
Yeah, but I understand what Emma just said too, because that's from a relationship. Barry went the distance, and you know, immaturity did come into play. So it's a twofold thing,
right?
Yeah, it's not satisfied though at home.
Well, that's usually one reason.
How about this? I think LJ said it. They're hiding in their own truth.
There you go, bingo.
They, you know, I can't commit because I'm broken over here.
Right.
I mean, like,
yeah. Boy, they never seen nothing that worked. Right. You know, you talking about unstable homes and stuff. I mean, it is true. People try to act like, oh, grow up. It just because you didn't. It does play a factor. You know.
Yeah.
So what else?
My personal experience is sometimes you don't get the opportunity to sow your wild oats at an early age. And two, sometimes you're not popular when you're younger. You're not popular for various reasons. You're not popular because you're not outspoken. You haven't come into your adulthood. And then later on, you have this family at home, but then you have all these opportunities, like other people have said, and now you're like, wow, okay, they like me. So now you want to focus on that, but you still have a family at home. So you're at a tug of war with yourself. And if we're all adults, then why can't we just have a conversation? Because we all know age does not make us an adult. It just makes us grown.
Yeah, you're right. Because some people, yeah, you're right.
Are you sure you weren't my therapist?
She showed it right. Because some people didn't look that great as a young age. And then they grew up and they were so handsome or pretty.
Right.
And that, It's like, wow, I want to holler at them and stuff. And then next thing you know, they get all this attention, and it is overwhelming.
Let's take it a step further. You go into another country. And you're not popular in your home country, but you're popular in another country simply because of your status, simply because of what you can give. And you have all of these opportunities to cheat, to be with X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, because they definitely love different type of men or women. You know, they're like, oh, this is different to us, you know. Yes. So it does make it a big hit. Yes, yes.
Unless you're going out the country, it's like, oh, I ain't going to get caught.
Right.
She ain't going to do this. He ain't going to find out this because we in the same country. So it's
definitely, yeah. So,
but it's a spin to cheat.
So, but see, saying, oh, you know, this is different, blah, blah, blah. That's when you're talking about, especially, you know, people that do this, we'll call it sex tourism. They go to places to have sex with these different. I think that's, once again, not necessarily like mentally cheating, but opportunistic.
Just have a issue with a sex drive, a sex issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are addicted to sex. They want to have sex. And some people want varieties of sex. It don't mean some people want variety of sex. They don't want the same person. You know what I'm saying? But and sometimes you don't realize that. And then you realize, like, why am I always doing this? And then you realize that this is just who you are. It's not a good thing. I just like multiple men or women. You know what I'm saying? And you just want to have different people. It's not that you don't want to be faithful. It's just you can't because you like, I just like multiple. I get tired of this person. This person is my soulmate or whatever. And I'm going to be with him. I'm not going to leave him, but I still want to go out and still have sex with other people because this is what I like to do.
That's when it returns into revenge. You cheated on me, now I'm cheating on you.
Oh, that's another type I'm talking about. Yeah, that's different. That's still different because you're talking about having a sex addiction compared to revenge. Revenge is just revenge.
What if you thought that your soulmate was your ex?
That's possible.
You know what I mean? But
I don't see a couple of people get right back with their soulmates.
The romantic side of it might not happen for years. But maintaining that friendship, you know, there was once a spark there. Mm-hmm. So what if situations change and then boom?
Then it goes back to what LJ was saying. Sometimes it comes back to now you got the maturity.
Right.
You're not selfish anymore. You're not thinking about yourself anymore. You actually learned that person and you grew with that person. If you start young, you have a long way to go because the biggest thing is every chapter of your life is going to change. And so if you start off at 20, by 30, you're a different breed. Yep. By 40, you're another person. You realize that you're different and you like other things. And right, exactly. So you're never going to be that person that you was. And people got to understand, we have to adapt to change. Things change. Now, either you roll with it or you don't. But when you marry somebody young, you got to realize it's going to change. It's not. Now, if you marry somebody older, then you might have that opportunity to know what you want, know what you're looking for, and you might actually get it. But also, is that person just faking you to get it or what? You know what I'm saying? What you think? Because
definitely a possibility. I'm still standing on my personal is just being maybe a growth thing, but to add something new, maybe it was something introduced into the relationship that may have jarred something.
That's possible. Okay. Too, yeah.
So something that would introduce and it could be anything, like an extra person, maybe a special event or something, a special event that may have triggered something up. And it's just a possibility.
You know, that is true, because once you get up a taste for some other flavor, sometimes they keep wanting to go for some more flavor. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, oh, wow, can we do this all the time? Or this and that, you know. Sometimes you want to spice things up and you say, oh, let's try something different. And it might not even be just for you. It might be for them as well. But, you know, it depends on how it rolls and, you know, how it works out. And you'd be like, you might say, well, I don't care for it like that. But the other person might be like, I enjoyed it, you know.
Another thing is something that could be, don't think that it's just a person. It could be an action that is introduced that is not a regular. It's like, okay, this ain't gonna keep happening. And, you know, and then it's like, oh man, I need this. Kind of like in a strung out, maybe dependency type thing.
That's true too. Yeah.
Definitely. They say sex is a drug.
Especially when you get it done, you get some things that happen to you, especially like, well, for women, you know, we when we get something different, it is hard to turn back sometimes. You be like, oh, wait, hold on, I didn't know I had that going on in my body. Did he just do that? Okay, I gotta call him again.
Yeah.
What's my wrong number?
Right. I think y'all that read my script, because this was gonna be my autobiography, and LJ just broke down my whole thing. Here you are. I feel like this is an intervention. Is this what's going on here?
No, this is a, this is Unfulfilled Podcast with Denise and Denise.
Right.
Yeah, but what you think, Denise?
It's bad all around, because it has a downside. That's, you know, because somebody gonna end up being hurt from being cheated on, or they won't want to get back.
Right.
Me, I'm petty, so I get even.
Oh, see, okay, well, at least you honest.
So, what is necessarily getting even?
Yeah.
What does it, is it an action for an action?
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah. No, like it's action for action, like. So no, what I'm saying to you is, what if they necessarily didn't have sex, the person that he was cheating?
Can you write the sex down in the mind first?
Exactly.
And then it goes to a conversation.
So, what if it was just conversation?
I might just have a conversation.
So how is that really getting even? Because I'm then, but see, that's once you start getting that seesaw going, it's hard to level things back out.
Mm-hmm. This goes back to, okay, this is the one-off type thing. You don't want to go tit for tat on that.
So that one, but you know what? Now, that is another question that we can actually add to this. Okay, if you find out your mate is cheating, you know, what is some of the responses that, you know, you think that, you know, maybe not yourself necessarily, but what would you do to take? Like you said, I give revenge back. If you do something to me, I'm going to do it back. What you think, LJ?
Earlier years, I needed my lick back.
Right.
Now that I'm a lot older, I just let you cheat in peace, bro. Move on. Move around. Because there are too many things.
Yeah, cheat in peace?
Yes, like, cheat in peace by yourself, though. You can't come back over here. You have to stay over there. There are too many variables, because a lot of times cheating is emotional, and emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating. And if she has your attention, then you're taking from me. You're stealing from me. And I know dang on well that we're, again, we're old enough to have a conversation. So I don't want to hear that you made a mistake. No, you made a choice. So now you must stay over there and relish in it and enjoy it.
Mm.
Because I'm moving on.
I know that's
what
right.
You, be good?
You know what? LJ, everything you said is cut deep.
She's killing it over here, y'all. She is killing it. She representing the ladies for real.
But I do understand that. For me, I'm more of a, and this is just my opinion, it depends on what the caveat is to it. If you and your partner are together and there's more things at stake, sometimes it's not as easy as keeping peace. There's a lot of things on the line here, so it's your whole way of life and relationships. In certain points, become a business also.
Yeah.
A marriage or a long-term relationship where you're dealing with a family and a place and all that, home and all that. Because sometimes they married, but you got a home together, you got a, you know, you got work and you got other things going on. It is a marriage and stuff, and the relationship is a business. And to be honest, it becomes more like 75% of it. And the reason why is because you invest in so much with growth of relationship that you have to think about all that. And you know, because the kids grow up, they grow up, they go.
And it's part of playing the game. All right. And then you really got to find out, is this one-off really worth giving up the farm? Or if I don't have this person's heart, then maybe it is time to move on. And now I have to plot the escape, you know, but it's...
He said, plot the escape.
Yeah, because you just run it out and you have nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
But are you going to talk to your mate about it first before you plot the escape, or you go so they'll know that you're leaving?
That's why it's called plotting the escape. I'm going to tell the crime folks. If they ain't telling the crime, what am I telling my escape group folks?
Oh, you're saying if they the ones cheated on you. Okay, now if you're the victim, I can understand. But if you're the one cheating, then you should at least be honest and say, you know, hey, well, I'm cheating or whatever. I want to be with this person. Then, hey, let's figure this out so we can work this. You know? Let's split this stuff down the line so we can go.
Or you might just say...
Now, maybe a victim. Yeah, no, put your mama up on. I ain't never coming home.
I'm calling this one to the table. So one of the person closes this. So let's not make this a cheap thing. Let's make it a poly thing.
That might work for some folks. No. Some people is ready for open relationships now.
I think that...
Some people are more open now, though.
So I think people that are in poly relationships, their brain works on a different wavelength.
The reason is
because they know how to store certain things.
Again, you have to be able to.
When you're in that poly world, okay, this person gives me this.
Well, you're talking about too many, though. I mean, yeah. most people in the poly, well, some people, I ain't gonna say all, but most of them, they just have, you know, either that person has someone, maybe if it's the male, might have another woman, or sometimes the woman has another man, and that's as far as it goes. But it depends on the agreement. But if you're talking about you got three different women, that's just an orgy or a lot more extra. I don't want that.
I think even just having, you know, one person outside of, okay, I have two women, okay? Now I have to categorize what I can give to each woman.
Well, heck, if you was cheating, how would you categorize it?
Because I'm not forced to.
You're not forced to, but you think you're not forced to. But then when that woman decides that, but I love you, would I want to be with you, would we all together, would all the time, then what? But not just because you say that doesn't mean nothing to her. Cause that's how people relationships get destroyed, because then they end up finding that wife's number or that girl's number. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be real too. So you're gonna have to still categorize it when you're cheating too.
Right.
I think you just it doesn't you have to categorize it, but you get to pick where it is, because absolutely. I get to pick where, like, okay, I'm actually going out and doing things with this person. Like, I split myself down the line 50-50. But that's not necessarily what fills each one of them up. But I don't care.
Right.
Because you're serviced for an orgasm and you're serviced for everything else that I need in life.
Gotcha.
So, there you go. Who, me? Well, in a relationship first, then I got to find.
Oh, Wood is single. No. But yeah, I get what you're saying too, though. I get what you're saying, but I still think it kind of plays itself to both at the end of the day, because like I said, one thing about women, especially if it's the man cheating, I'm not going to say, because one thing about women, when we cheat, we do categorize.
We do.
We know how to know what to do and how to do it. We do play it a little bit better. Now, I ain't saying we won't get caught eventually, But it take a longer time to get caught than y'all do. Exactly. So we do it a little bit better.
You just take the male species as just a clown shoe, huh?
No, it's just because y'all deal with emotional people. When you deal with a woman, they emotional, so they end up, y'all might be good at it, but that woman is going to end up saying, but Big Plus makes me feel so good. Because I just want to be with you. It's going to eventually change.
Oh, you can't talk to me in public, huh?
Because it's an emotional connection. Once I kiss you,
but see, so that's why, like,
yeah, you can't tap me at all, shit, because I'm
there's got to
be it's emotional.
Okay,
if I'm giving it up, it gets emotional because I'm not just giving it to anybody. So
you can't hit more than three times. I'm saying three nights where all y'all do is just y'all just get it. No, you can't do that shit, man. Because you're setting a bad precedent for yourself. You do that and women like, so no, women are like, so I'll be here.
Texting me talking about, I love you, boo.
How about that God got 3,000 last time?
I know, right?
So, I mean.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to share one thing just from the past, from old school, some of the old school cats that I grew up without giving up any names, but. How they balance that home life versus an outside life.
Mm-hmm. They did it back in them days.
You know, some people, you know, it was the song Pop was a Rolling Stone. It's because of the reason.
Actually,
it's real. Mm-hmm. That's why I said sometimes this becomes a business more than anything else.
And but, yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes, maybe, or the spouse. Mm-hmm. Say that, knew what was going on the outside, but that brings home
That money came home. They weren't playing around.
So it is one of those things without, you know, trying to upset the balance of the table.
Cause I'm like, I think I'm open game. If you out there being stupid, as long as you keep paying these bills, I think I'm be okay.
Oh, short term.
At least short time until, you know, I'm ready to say, okay, I'm done. But you gonna bring that money, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because of your mess.
So, who makes it, as I feel like I'm about to shoot myself in the foot.
Well,
so.
Because you got three.
Your spouse is two.
Okay. Make sure you set it up right.
All right. So. You find out that your partner's been cheating for 5 months. You don't say anything. Mm-hmm. You're just letting it ride. But you start going to do your own thing and you never say anything to, you know, your partner.
Mm-hmm.
What if your partner stopped? You know what I mean? And you kept going.
Well, he should have never started.
I'm just like, is the cheating on both sides? Because that's what you both do.
It's right. Cheating is still cheating, no matter you know who started it and who continued it. It's still what it is. But you know, I'm gonna be real to you. You know, at the end of the day, if somebody started something, you found out, and you just said, okay, so that's go back to what Denise said. You know, it's a tit for tat. Well, you know, I'm gonna go out here and do something too. Right. Now you go out there and do something, but you like yours still. Yours doing good to you, too. He paying that school loan or something, you know? So you might continue to be with him and do what you got to do with him because he's still satisfying some of them needs because evidently, them 5 months, you was missing something evidently, you know, because he was up there intending to somebody else for a little bit. So let's just be real. So you missing something. So yeah, you know, I'm just going to be real. I ain't going to stop just because you stopped.
Can I put a counterclaim, though? Okay, I'm gonna just say this: men only stop. He only stopped because he noticed a difference in his woman.
Yes.
It is.
Men don't cheat.
Yeah. Changing their hair, they're gonna try to start changing their clothes, the way
shaving their ass, all that stuff.
Start doing a whole lot of If you communicate, yes, then I'm doing me too.
Yeah.
Then you're going to stop because you're going to be like, this is a whole different person. I ain't never seen this side of her. Now
you're going to have a man, y'all show y'all's too quickly. And we be like, wait a minute, this dude knows they know where he don't wear no cologne on weekdays. And all of a sudden, it's all of a sudden he went doing this, and then he bought some new stuff too. All of a sudden, because y'all kind of routine. Let's just be real. Well, 9 out of 10, y'all routine. Now, it's not the wrong changing, but you change slowly. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm actually giving y'all a hookup. You change slowly. You don't do too much where people automatically, because I mean, they'll do a whole 180. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, what? Come on, dude. All of a sudden, you taking trips. And so you ain't
here. Now, he want a clean shave.
Yeah, or you get a beard. But you know, but also too, I mean, I'm not gonna say that's always the reason, because you know, some people go through a spurt and they be like, you know, I want to look different, I want to do something different for myself. So I get it, right. Especially with people who, you know, lived a certain lifestyle because of their jobs and stuff like that. So I do get it. Hey, you get out, you might want to grow hair now. You might want, you didn't wasn't able to have hair. You want to do this and that. So I get that part. Yes, but some things you could tell when men are a little bit more attentive to their selves, and they're making sure before they go out that they're looking their best. But they go out with their wives or their women that they've been with, their girl that they've been with for so long, in doggone regular lawnmower clothes. But then they go out now and they want to be, you know, dressed to the teeth.
Mr. GQ.
Yeah, Mr. GQ. Yes. You can say, okay, maybe you got to be a little cautious. But also, too, that tells women, even because you might not even, they might not even be doing it yet. So, women, we got to step up our game as well.
Yeah.
We have to realize, too, that when we see something slipping, that we acknowledge it, but and also we need, like she said, go back to LJ, communication. Yeah. Go through, tell somebody, hey, this is something going on, what we need to do to fix it, what's up? Because once you do that part, you can't say, well, I told you we had a problem.
Right.
This is, so at least you've been honest, but you know, but we also as women have to step up our game too. We know we ain't doing the same thing we used to do. Right. If we was giving you got that 3,000 and now we only want to give you 1,000, like, you know, it might be a problem, you know, or we might just give you, you know. So if you know, if you used to something, but at the end of, like I said, if you get that, you're talking about long term versus somebody who changed within 6 months or something like that. But now if you've been with them for 20 years, you're gonna see some changes a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, but we just have to, yeah, you just gotta kind of bring it back though. Bring the romance back. You gotta do something to make it work. That's all it is, you know, something, but it takes both. It don't just be one person. Because if you cheat, what's up?
But men tell us. They don't tell us directly. They tell us indirectly. So are we really willing to listen? Are we really willing to do self-checks? Are we really willing to take accountability and ownership for our part? Because they tell us. We tell them outright. We're outspoken. They're indirect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. Sometimes they tell us by their actions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the lack thereof.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It's true.
You know, in these digital ages, I don't know why this came up in my head, but what if you break into your partner's social media and you see him DMing, you know,
somebody?
You see him DMing women and you look at the DMs and it's him just saying some corny shit in there to like, and they're not paying him no attention. Is he cheating?
Well, he's definitely seeking
for help.
Well, I'm gonna say it like this. Definitely seeking for the possibility, though.
Right. I mean, seriously, like you were like, damn, everybody's dubbing this dude.
But at the end of the day, but you guys, but definitely at the end of the day, they trying to see if they can get that attention too, though. Yeah. I guarantee, as soon as that person respond back and say, what's like, up, then they getting in there too, right back, yeah.
But you see, like, you go on the messages and it's just him talking to himself.
Well, if he's talking to himself, then I just tell him, you know what, you look pathetic. Let me show you how to pull
the game
somebody. I help them, hell, I need them for because you making me look bad. Look, I'll be like, let me help you out. You're making me look bad. Let me show you what they do. I can pull more women than you can. That's terrible.
Like, you just picture. You just picture.
Exactly, right, you know.
I'd be so damn bad if I was that man and I got caught. And I'm like, damn. Not only did you see all this nasty shit I'm saying to these chicks,
but ain't nobody replying back.
Nobody likes me.
No, not even me.
Yeah, I know, right? Not even me, because you heard all the answers. At that point, so I clearly don't like you at all.
You just all around.
I know, right? That is crazy. You said you're the only one in this world. Look, there he know. So as we were saying, that at the end of the day, we think that at the end of the day, when it comes down to cheating, I think it's still a choice, you guys. You know, that's what I feel. I feel that we all decide, unless it's some type of medical condition or whatever, it is a choice. You know, no matter what we went through, what our past may have been, whatever, you know, unless something seriously happened in your life to make you do what you do. Because I'm not going to say that people don't make decisions to, you know, have sex with random people or other things, because sometimes you do have a traumatic situation in your life that caused you to be much active than the average person. So we get it. But when it comes down to the regularity of things, it's usually because we made that choice. You know, we use everything else as an excuse, you know.
And if you're just not ready to be one person, don't get into it.
Or, you know, because you might not figure that out till 10 years, 20 years later, and that's fine too. Hey, you did a long run. Just be thankful you did it. That means you know you can, you know, and you keep moving. You know, you don't have to stay with a person just because you was with them for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You can make that decision to walk. Ain't nothing wrong with walking. Just do it.
Just like I said, when it becomes the business end, you got to plot that escape. That's all.
That's not true.
You just walking out, you know, just on pride. Sometimes stupid pride will leave you broke.
Yeah, but also too, you got to know your well-being. That's true. But you also got to know your well-being and your happiness. If you were to a point where it's depressing you and you're really messed up from it, you do have to get out. And I'm going to tell you like this, at the end of the day, all this stuff is material. You can split down a house. You know what I'm saying? You can split down a lot of things if you need to. Now, I'm not saying that it won't be a messy divorce if you married or whatever, but you're still going, either way, you're going to deal with it.
So, let me just, you say it's material, but if you go from living in a certain neighborhood to now you both have to split and you go into a different social class, you know what I mean? Like, the materialistic leads to pride to more.
That is so true. Yes, it is.
It's a certain lifestyle.
So for me, I'll find somebody in the neighborhood. I mean, if that's what I like, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm accustomed to this living. I'm going to find that living again. You know what I'm saying? If I'm accustomed to, you know, having steaks every night or whatever, then I'm going to make sure that my living is still comfortable with, you know, having things. But of course, you're going to downgrade some to some degree. I'm just joking. But at the end of the day, you know, or you might upgrade. Sometimes you do better with another person, and sometimes you do worse. It just depends. But at the end of the day, long as you got life, you can keep going. You can figure it out. You ain't going to stay down before a little while.
Right. Peace is priceless. I went through that. I downgraded. Mm-hmm. And my peace is priceless. I sleep good at night.
I know that's right.
Really good.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. All I need is a one-bedroom condo, or, you know what I'm saying? Long as I ain't in the condo, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. But I also work too for a living, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I guarantee you, crippled and crazy, I'm about to be up in there still. I'm going to work with me. I ain't got no choice. I got to work now because he left me.
Right.
Chill. You gonna do what you gotta do.
And think.
Sell them toys big time. I'll be all over the place. I'll be on the bus. Look on the train station. Anybody want your toys? They're selling toys. I got butt plugs for you. Wow. I got squirrels. I got roses.
I'm shocked.
Hey, that's what that hustle is real, okay? But like you said, it's just priceless. Your mental is priceless if you feel like you're that bad off. But you know, you should never be into a situation where you're bad off. You know, even if your kids are little, sometimes you just have to make that decision. I mean, you know, if you leave someone and you're not really in a, you know, y'all just couldn't make it, but he's a good provider, a good father and stuff, don't take that away from him, ladies. You know, do not take that away, because you'd be so surprised how many women are bitter that they hurt the whole family out of it. It's not even, you know, work on that part, because I think that sometimes we do. And if any of you ladies mad, oh well, because it's the truth. We need to stony. We don't need to be bitter if they're doing a good job. You don't have to take all their money just to make sure, you know, let's see, if he ain't paying child support, then do what you got to do. You know, if he ain't taking care of the kids, but if he's taking care of his kids, work things out together. You know,
sitting there telling Michelle, you look like your daddy or your mama.
But I mean, that's, I think that's the biggest thing when it comes, that's when you have a family. And that's usually the case when you have a family involved, though. You really have to consider that, because you can walk away. Yeah, your peace is priceless, but you got to think about the other people that's peace is affected too. So you know, you do have to make sure you watch that part. You know, some people are lucky with, you know, their kids are grown and then they might not have an issue until after that factor. But if you got kids as young still, don't do the man wrong if he's good to his family. Right. Don't do that. It's not fair. It's just not fair. Sometimes we just
work out.
Right. Y'all didn't work out. So, you know, his cheating, he didn't cheat on the kids. He cheated on you.
Right.
And something we have to understand too. Did he still provide for them kids even though he was going out there looking for old Mary or, you know, whatever, Karen or whatever it is. I don't know her name, but you know, was he taken away from the kids then? If he was taken away from the kids, maybe so. But if he was, well, I don't know, Berniqua, I don't know their names these days. Shoot. But you know, if he's taken away from his children, then I can understand maybe the hurt and the bitter then. But other than that, no, don't do that. You know, we got to realize that, you know, that has nothing to do with your children, you know. So anyway,
that comes with maturity though, because with it, in a divorce there are 5 stages. It's a death. There are 5 stages of anger, and
yes,
you
it is
go through that stage of you hurt me, so let me hurt you. And like my auntie always told me, don't you ever take the kids away from their man, because you're cheating yourself out of a free weekend. Get that man them kids.
She said, because you're cheating yourself out of a free weekend.
She said, go sit in the tub, smoke a cigarette, and read a good book. Do whatever you need to do. Sleep all weekend. Whatever it is, you allow that man to be a part of that child's life. Because as they get older, if he's sorry, they're going to realize it. But co-parenting is very important. It is.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely agree. And especially if you have boys.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Lord Jesus.
I wrote me a few pieces. Fill out.
Y'all a mess over here. But you know, but what do you think, Wood, as a, you know, as a guy who would, you know, take care of his family, what do you feel?
So when I went through my divorce and with my kids, that was my main focus. You know, there was some animosity between me and my ex-wife, but like legit, mm-hmm. I had to understand and take care of my kids. And then what that looked like a little bit beyond just saying, here's some money here. How much do I help their mother out aside from what I'm supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm managing 2 homes because I have to make sure my children and my ex-wife or whatever, that they're good. But I still got to maintain my...
Right.
Like, how do you cut ties in that? You know, like you're saying, you're not cheating on the children, but yeah, I can't keep affording to give you, you know, paying for absolutely everything because your mom's not willing to work. Mm-hmm. So y'all are going to be homeless. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't come back here with me because then that puts us back in that vicious cycle. So.
Well, once they come of age, it's their choice.
Yes, yeah, it's their choice as the children.
But right.
As the parent, like the dad, how do you look your kids in the face and say, well, I chose to let y'all live that way?
You have a conversation
with her, and you take the children and you take care of the children until she get on her feet. Give her 6 months to a year.
So I agree with you in a better than average day for most folks when it comes to that, because you know, giving up control of children in any situation, especially, I can't say, you know, as a woman, but I know a woman willing to give up her kid, that's a lot going on there.
Yeah,
so
that is.
Yeah.
How much do you shield the child from that? Mom is just away for 6 months. Do you chop that up? Okay, you go do you for 6 months and then come home?
That's true.
You would hope that there'll be, well, that's true too. Because if you, like you said, if she takes up 9 or 10, she won't be able to have that place because you're cutting off all supply. I mean, that is a hard situation and stuff. Yeah, that's something that I feel for you, bro.
So, I always say, it's keeper to keeper.
Yeah, it is cheaper to keep her.
For 2 or 3 months and wash, repeat, recycle. We could do nothing.
But yeah, what about you? Because
that is a very sensitive subject when it comes to little people being into that equation. It's never any easy thing. And a bitter person, either way, mm-hmm. is going to be a bitter person until mm-hmm. they have that moment of clarity, mm-hmm. of growth,
and that closure. Yeah.
And the biggest thing is closure. Without that, Sam. So. There's going to be some ups and downs. Unfortunately, the little ones are just along for the ride, and that's the sad part, you know, them being along for the ride. And no matter what they're saying or how they feel, it's irrelevant at this point, because now it's the, how they say, adult conversation.
Yeah. But like I said, this all revolves around the topic of the question of cheating, though. So if you cheated and this is your end result, though, you know what I'm saying, then you know you are dealing with the consequences, unfortunately, of what happened. So, you know, unfortunately, yeah, you might have to balance two homes out if you chose to cheat, you know, and she left you, if that's the case, or vice versa, you know, because unfortunately it's you know, sometimes y'all not the winners, you know, regardless, even if y'all ain't the bad person. The men ain't all, you know, it's very seldom that y'all become the winners when y'all the victims. You know, let's just be real. They still think that the daughters should be with their mothers and the guys should pay the child support and do all this and that. So we already know that. So, yeah, it is hard. And so we can't say that it's always the guy that's cheating, because it ain't true. It could be the woman that cheated, but she still granted the kids and she still granted half of your check, you know, and spousal support and everything else.
That's why you need evidence.
Well, sometimes evidence don't work. Yeah, sometimes that don't work in situations. You gotta let you really catch them in action.
Certain walks of life, that video.
I don't.
What they say, certain walks of life, certain jobs, you're granted a certain percentage of a person's income, no matter what happens.
Yeah, that is true, right? That is true, no matter what. Especially when you're dealing with children, they automatically say this person is going to still get whatever that state is, 30% or whatever, it doesn't matter. That's why it's good if you can do things outside the tape, you know, outside the loop, and, you know, be able to do, but that's when you really trust that person. But of course, if somebody cheated, you probably feel like, how can you trust them?
Right.
You know, because the trust is gone because they cheated. So it's like, you know, so you, unless, like I said, but if you know that they still a good parent, You still got to look at the fact that he didn't cheat on them. He cheated on you. Not them kids. He still came home. He still was daddy. Well, she still was mama. She just went out and played. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard, though. I mean, it's not none of this situation never comes out good. It's always a bitter situation. You know, it's never going to be an easy topic when you talk about cheating anyway. You know, it's always going to be a problem. It's always problematic no matter what. Come on, Wood.
Right.
So, what if you cheat to purposely get out of a relationship? Like,
if the person leaves.
Yeah, like you can't. Like, there's no other way out but for me.
She ain't leaving.
She don't get it. Like, she's not leaving.
So there wasn't conversations before this?
No, you had the conversation, but it's just like
I said, I want to leave.
Yeah, like I want to leave. The only way I can do it is cheat.
And she still might not go because
you have to say you have to pack the house up and go. I mean,
if she don't want to leave with that, she probably ain't gonna be with
you.
That means she might be happy with her lifestyle and everything else too, and just refusing to. Yeah.
So your standard of living is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
So, you know, when you cheat and things like you purposely allow the cheating because materialistic, like that's what it goes back down to. So I'm going to allow this person to cheat because I want to keep this same lifestyle. So do I have to be discretionary with my cheating now?
No.
Now y'all just got an open relationship.
Yeah.
But is that really an open relationship? Because you sure as hell don't accept it, but you can't do shit about it.
Because you don't want
to
do it.
So at that point, I either need to leave or I'm just going to stay there and be okay. Okay.
And you do have women that's like that too. That's crazy, but you do have women like that. But just make sure when you sleep that you make sure you sleep one eye open. That's all I can tell you. I'm just saying, eventually she's gonna get tired, and then and if you know if grandmama gave her them cast iron pots and pans, good luck.
Hey, good luck, she'll make you breakfast.
Yeah. I'm gonna get them grips on you. No,
oh, she might put some little love in there.
But my thing is that, you know, but people do, sometimes people accept things because of their surroundings, their situation, what they like and what they love. And you can't confuse that. Like I said, you don't want to. So I would hope not.
You stay. So they just don't even, they just deal with it because they don't want nobody.
Or unless she's that new cheat because she cheated.
Yeah.
You might be thinking you doing something, but I'm leaving and blah blah this and that. And she's like,
you okay with
baby, don't go, please don't leave me, boo. And she like, and she,
you know, this nigga cheating on me. I'm gonna come see you. All right,
I'm on my way.
Yeah,
Jerome, I'm on my way.
Jerome.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it does happen. So they just, so you know, people be waiting on that call too.
And like, I was so dumb to go for it. I got caught up in this little old hotel, but it's only one floor. And I don't know who gave her husband the room.
Did you run out naked?
I got out that window. I slid out that window. And I'm like, yo, why the hell did I do this? Off of some ass that, like, I didn't really care about no more, but she put me in a situation where I had to learn about this hotel. Luckily, I knew I was doing wrong, so I parked a ways away from it, so no one could tie me to it. But I'm like, yo,
it's
straight up outside of this hotel room.
Well, LJ, before we end this conversation, would you like to add anything else? All right, y'all. So we have enjoyed all of you guys. This has been a really good, informative conversation. I definitely enjoyed all you guys. Thank you, because Wood, LJ, Miss LJ, And of course, Denise.
And Denise. This is another episode of Unfulfilled. We are out. See you next time.
Peace.